He was really struggling, but try as he might, he just could not grasp the idea. I had showed him passage after passage from the Bible, but the basic truth of the whole matter still escaped him. Then I told him a story, and it cleared up the whole thing. This is Leroy. I'm speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, sin. It seems there was a flight commander who took off from the airfield one day with his group. He had his orders and his flight plans. Everything seemed normal and routine. Then a strange thing happened. He veered off his regular course and led his men out over the ocean. He had decided to leave the course he had been ordered to take and launch out on a path of his own choosing. Disaster struck. One by one, the planes ran out of fuel and plunged into the dark waters. They were lost. With that as a background, we looked again at Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Adam had led us astray. He took the entire human race and initiated a course that plunged us all into the murky depths of sin. We were lost in trespasses and sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We sin because we are sinners. If a person boarded a train that was bound for New York when he himself intended to get on a train for Los Angeles, it would not matter how good he tried to be or how pleasant he was on his journey. He would still wind up in the wrong destination. He could abide by all the rules and behave like a gentleman. But if he's on the wrong train, he's going to arrive in the wrong city. Now that is a picture of sin in the world. We have all come under its curse, and unless we are redeemed by the salvation of God, we are lost. We have all come short of what God would have us to be and do. We have missed the mark of God's plan for our lives. God's plan of redemption was costly. The cross of Jesus Christ shows us the love of God and the awfulness of sin. Jesus Christ willingly took our sins and paid the penalty of death. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. God laid on him the iniquity of us all. Surely he hath borne our sins and carried our sorrows. Now there's one more link in the chain. Adam's sin permeated the entire race, and therefore every child of Adam was born with his fallen nature. And not only has God imputed the sin of man to Christ, but there's one final step. For in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You and I receive life, eternal life, through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Sin is far more than just the imperfect development of mankind. Sin is a disease that has ravaged the human race. It cannot be cured by social or cultural means. Sin is a spiritual problem that needs a spiritual solution. Therefore, the only way to solve the problem is to turn to God. He alone has the remedy. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The answer to sin is in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. May God bless you as you study his word.